time to check out the headlines with Stephen Stockwell. Welcome again.
Hello there, Cathy. There's plenty being said about yesterday's mid-year budget update, the Australian warning the National Disability Insurance Scheme won't be as generous as the purse strings are tightened. School funding and overseas assistance look like they'll be targeted for cuts as well. The Canberra Times, massive public service job cuts to cost $1 billion. As the government plans to slash numbers, it may need to find quite a considerable sum to pay out redundancies. How the tax boom dried up on the front of the Financial Review. It's saying revenue forecasts have fallen by more than $10 billion a month over the last year, wiping off half the pre-financial crisis resources boom gains. More jobless, rising debt legacy from Labor. At the bottom of the Daily Telegraph, reporting that Australia faces the worst hit on national income since the 50s. But that's not the telly's big story today. In non-budget news, there's the headline, "This won't sink us," as the Cronulla Sharks are fined $1 million after the preliminary results of the NRL's investigation into drug use at the club, as well as the Maifo coverage in The Age. It's also asking if it's time for a culling plan as deer numbers increase in the Dandenong Ranges. So far, the animals have cost one farmer $10,000. And as well as all of that, everyone does seem quite pleased with the Australian cricket team. Photos of the boys smiling, laughing and hugging are doing the rounds after their win in Perth yesterday, sealing the Ashes. Thrashes on the front page of Brisbane's Courier Mail. Australia has regained the Ashes after Michael Clarke's men decimated a demoralised English side. The Mercury, the urn is ours. And on the Advertiser, back where it belongs.
It was the Christmas present we all needed. Thanks, Stephen. More from Stephen Stockwell after 7:30.